Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. The TIEX opened down 10 points this morning from yesterday's close at 11,642 on turnover of 2.5 billion NT. The market closed little changed on Wednesday as Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing's share price hit a new high on the back of the company's sound fundamentals. And analysts say although foreign investors extended their buying spree during the session, many local investors remain cautious about a possible technical pullback, which put the market in consolidation mode throughout much of the session. Labor Minister Xu Mingchun says her office is currently in talks with officials from several Southeast Asian countries in regards to the opening of Taiwan's dairy farms to migrant workers. The statement comes after the government launched a trial program in April that allows dairy farms to hire migrant workers on a trial basis. That move is part of efforts to address widespread labor shortages in the island's farming sector. According to Xu, no migrant workers have yet to begin working at dairy farms because their employment contracts have not been verified by their home countries. The Supreme Court has sentenced Dingxing International Group owner Wei Yingchong to 5 years and 9 months in prison for his role in a food safety scandal involving tainted cooking oil. The ruling is related to the discovery in 2013 that Dingxing was importing low-grade oil from Vietnam meant solely for animal consumption as regular cooking oil. The Supreme Court found Wei guilty on 26 counts of violating food safety laws. However, he can avoid serving any prison time on 19 of those counts and instead pay a fine. Wei is, though, facing a retrial on 45 other counts of violating food safety laws, and those cases have now been returned to the High Court. In international news, North Korea has slammed the U.S. over an upcoming military drill with South Korea. Pyongyang even suggested that the exercise could derail ongoing nuclear talks with the U.S. Bruce Harrison reports from Seoul.
In typical fashion, Pyongyang thickly laid on the rhetoric. An official in state media said the U.S. reckless military frenzy is an extremely provocative and dangerous act of throwing a wet blanket over the spark of the DPRK-U.S. dialogue. In other words, a planned military drill could scuttle nuclear negotiations. The Pentagon said this week it has no plans to cancel an air exercise next month with Seoul. North Korea has long criticized the joint drills, calling them grounds for an invasion. Washington and Pyongyang have made little progress this year on Kim Jong-un's earlier pledges to give up his nuclear weapons. I'm Bruce Harrison in Seoul.
Chile's president sent a bill to Congress that would raise the minimum wage, one of a series of measures to try to contain nearly 3 weeks of anti-government protests over inequality. President Sebastián Piñera signed the measure that seeks to guarantee a minimum salary of about $470 a month, as demonstrations demanding improved social services and greater equality continued. Some groups clash with police in the capital, while hundreds of honking vehicles cause massive traffic jams to demand a reduction in tolls. The unrest began last month over a hike to subway fares, but it has grown into a massive movement demanding a broad range of changes. At least 20 people have died in clashes, looting, and arson that forced the cancellation of two upcoming major international summits. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.